explain. I want to twist this in a criminal way when I want this idea. What is the chilik between Pesach and Yom Kippur? What's the difference between the two? It's a world of a difference. Okay? How much weight you gain? Okay? It's a world of a difference. But let's talk about in the world of it seems like it's a very popular idea. When you begin Pesach, what's the first thing? What is the first thing after Kol Nidre? After Kol Nidre, what does the Shat say? Al Das Hamakom, V'al Das Agav Kalm, your Shatz, V'al Das Alkohol, Bezin Shalmai, Bezin Shalmato, Onuma Tidim Lehispalel Imcho Arvar Yonim. We permit the Bezdin, the Shatz representing the Bezdin, is matir through the koyach of Bezin Shalmaila, Bezin Shalmata, to pray together with the wicked people, the Avar Yonim. I always make this joke. I told you this probably many times. You've all gone to shul, except for Meir. Meir never had this experience, but you go to shul and they give a clap. Comes Kriyas HaTorah. Is there a koyain? 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 They look around, and if they can't find the koyain, so they call up a Yisrael, this Parda HaChavila. Mayor never saw this happen where they give a clap. Levi? Levi? Can you imagine Mayor never saw this his whole life? Because he's a Levi. If you're a Levi, if you're a Kohen, you never saw this happen. Where they give a clap in shul, is there a Kohen, is there a Levi? But if you daven in shul, there's no shul, this happens. I daven Shabbos Mincha. This happens pretty often. There's a big crowd, they give a clap. Is there a Kohen? Kohen, Kohen? Is there a Levi? They don't have too many Kohen Levi'im. Kohen free zone. So you. Do they give the first aliyah to a Levi? No. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says you could. There's no chiyuv. Nispar the hachavila. Right. You shouldn't use a kohen. There's a whole sugi. Shouldn't think that he's a kohen. That he's a kohen. Mishnah Berurah says you can do, you don't have, there's no chiyuv to do. The only time there might be an inyan to give a Levi, I think is by a bris milah. There's a reason for it. By a bris milah, by the benching of a bris milah. I don't know, okay, not for now. It's a different sugya. Now sugya. Let's not get sidetracked. So I always like to joke. It comes Yom Kippur. So before they begin Kol Nidre, did you ever see this happen in your shul? It happens every year by me. They give a clap on the bima. Are there any avar yonim? They have to say, "Onu matidim lehispalel im ho avar yonim." We need there to be in the shul avar yonim. This is a joke. Are there any avar yonim? We can't proceed with the service until we have, just like the lady, we cannot proceed until we have a kohen or a levi. We can't proceed until we have an avar yon, a balavera. So we can say in the nusach atfila, "Onu matidim," we permit to pray together with the sinners. That was a joke. Unfortunately, I don't think the Olympia gets it. What?
Church is just like you don't have to be Israel if you don't have to.
One of those houses near the church in my neighborhood, big sign outside, sinners welcome.
Sinners welcome.
Right.
Very interesting. Very interesting.
That's what it
says. It's very interesting. They're serious? They're serious about that? That's a serious sign?
That's what it says. The big sign, sinners welcome.
Very interesting. Okay, let's go look. So here's it. When it comes Pesach, on the beginning of the Seder, what do? You say, "Anu matidim lehispalel im hoavar yonim." When it comes to Pesach, Rosha mohu oimer, mo havoid hazais lochem. Lochem v'loiloi, hake yeshinov. Get rid of him. You beat him up. Worse than that, what does it say in the Torah? It says, "Kol ben nechor loilo yoichal bo." He is not invited. The Ben Nechor is not, you're wearing the same kittel. The kittel you wear by the Pesach Seder is the kittel you're going to wear on Yom Kippur. When it comes Yom Kippur, the beginning of the service, Onu matidim lehispalel im hoavar yonim. Comes the Pesach Seder, we're eating, the whole goal of the Pesach Seder is to eat the Korban Pesach. And the Torah says, Kol Ben Nechor lo yoichal bo. What does it mean, Kol Ben Nechor? It means a Jew. A Jew shenisnakru ma'asav to his creator. A Jew whose behavior is strange to the Ribbono shel Olam. A Jew who is an avarion. Estranged.
Because by Yom Kippur he's sincere. He's coming sincerely to shul with nothing to eat.
Oh.
So
what's the difference? The difference is, why tak is there a chilek? So the basic answer is because Yom Kippur is inui. V'inisem es nafshoy seichem. Pesach, as we learned yesterday and the day before, Pesach is nechal al hasoiva. When it comes to inui, a person, a navarian, is coming into a mokim, into a Beis HaKnesses, to participate in inui nefesh, in suffering, then you're accepted.
The Bar Panel says that Ben Nechor is the Eruvah.
Kol Ben Nechor. Okay. Rashi says, Mish misnak the mass of Lavim
Shabbashamayim. The reason for that is very simple, because in Achodesh HaZelochem, it gave the whole, all the laws of Korb Pesach, and then suddenly it says, two aliyahs late. What happened? Because in between it said, God said, you're taking the air of Rav along. Now we got to add a couple of new rules.
Absolutely. You have a lot of that type of Torah, a lot of that type of those ideas. Okay, well, this is the basic answer. This is the classic answer. I've seen this already a few times. This is the classic answer to this question we have over here, a difference between Pesach and Yom Kippur, Anu Matim L'Sfalim Havayonim, versus the Rasha Hake Yeshinov and Kol Benecha Lo Yechalbo. I want to suggest to you that there's a much deeper answer to this question. The truth is, how does the Haggadah start? The Haggadah starts with Hol Lach Ma'anya, Di Achol Avo Son of Yardim Mitzrayim, Kol Dichbin Yesei V'Yifsach. We invite everyone, we invite everyone to come to the Pesach Seder. Everyone, who are you inviting? Mayor, you missed that. Mayor, you invite your mother-in-law, that's who you're inviting. Whoever needs can come. Why do we... Who are we willing to invite? Everyone really is here already. You're inviting the poor? The poor, l'chayra, they already found the gabbait staka. We have kimcha de pischa. You're inviting...
Isn't that a contradiction now? Because you said by the part of the Pesach, you exclude...
Okay, so let... And yet we're telling all the Rasham to come. So I'm really trying to suggest is that when there is an inclusive statement in Holach Ma'anya, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol Kol Ditzrich Yesei V'Yifsach. Really? Everyone who wants, who needs, can come and participate? Even the Rishayim? Really? But it says Kol Ben Necher Lo Yoichal Boy. Really? How could the Baal HaGadah say open invitation? In other words, this statement is equivalent to what you say on Yom Kippur. Anu matidim lehispalel imcho avayonim. That's what we say when we begin Yom Kippur, the service, and that's what we say when we begin the Pesach Seder. Everyone, with no exception, is invited. Really? But it says in the Torah that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, first you have to be registered. You're not even registered, then you're in trouble. But it says in the Torah, HaKadosha Kol Benecha Lo Yechalbo. Well, guess what? The Rishon don't know that. We know that. But it was, in other words, when I'm trying, then we go through the Haggadah, and then we get to the Arba Banim, and we look at our guest. We invited you, come. We told you, call Ditzruch Yesei V'Yifsach. Oh, look who we invited. Take out your fist and you punch him out. You knock out his teeth. What do we do over here?
It's not an invitation.
What?
It's not an invitation.
What is it then?
You're talking to the people who sit near the table. Mi shirotze lechol tochal. Mi shirotze to conduct the space of Seder.
But we're in... Okay, you're saying a different idea. I hear you. Let's focus. Look on this idea. I'm trying to say a drush. I'm trying to present an idea to give flavor to what is the Pesach Seder all about? What is the Pesach Seder all about? I'm trying to suggest the Pesach Seder is a time to confront issues. We live in a bubble. In our community, we live in a bubble. Everything by us is good. The world is on fire. And it's not our problem. It's not our problem that about 14 million Jews don't even know Aleph Beis. Maybe you'll tell me it's less. You'll tell me it's 13 million Jews, maybe 10 million Jews. We live in our little community. Everything is fine and good, and everything is kosher lePesach, and it's mechudar, and everyone is eating matzah that you pay $40 a pound. Yeah, we live in our little bubble here. And the world's on fire. Who cares? Did you see there's a video going around in France? They're sitting in a restaurant. This unbelievable video, what's going on there? The whole country's on fire, and there's a restaurant, and in the restaurant, you can, there's big open windows, and you can literally see outside the whole street is on fire, and the people in the restaurant couldn't care less. They're sitting there and they're enjoying their steak, and they're outside, the world's on fire, and they're eating there in the restaurant like nothing is happening. We do that. That's what we do. We live in a world, in a religious world, where everything by us is fine and good, and that's not the Pesach Seder. The Pesach Seder is to confront all of the problems. There are people out there in this world, amongst Bnei Yisrael, who are begeder tam. They're begeder she'en yodei lishol. A begeder rishoyim. And they are wise guys. The Chacham is no tzaddik. No tzaddik. He also says, Eschem. The Chacham is a wise guy. According to most of the Farshim, he's not a tzaddik. The tzaddik is not asking any questions. The tzaddik has what to tell. He has a notebook. He has what to tell you. He doesn't have what to ask you. Kineged. Kineged. Rav Kalman was saying Kineged. Call, the beginning of the Haggadah is, it's a call to confront issues. The Pesach Seder is not a closed, it's like, okay, we're here in our bubble and we're going to enjoy the Pesach Seder, and we couldn't care less the issues of what's going on out in the world. I'm trying to suggest this whole Lach Ma'anya called Dichvin is an invitation for the Arbo'o Bonim. Doesn't necessarily mean your children. It means Hashem's children. Hashem, Kilib, the Hashem has a bit, we are called the Bnei Yisrael. In Bnei Yisrael, there are Bonim that are Rishoyim. There are Bonim that are wise guys. There are Bonim that are Tamimim, and there are Bonim that are Sheni Deel Lishol. We're called Bnei Yisrael. And when we begin the Haggadah, we are asking, it's a night to confront, to get out of your comfort zone and wake up and see what's going on in the world and deal with the issues. Take the bull by its horn. Confront. It's a night. It's not a night. Oh, we're just going to go and relax, a little shimurim, and enjoy and watch the grandchildren say the manishtana. That's not what it's about. You start off the Haggadah. Tonight is a battle. The great debate, a presidential debate. A whole country's watching the presidential debate. You have the two chachamim from the manishtana get up in front of television. And it's a whole battle. And now there's so much, so much intrigue. Who is going to be the moderator? Oh, is the moderator a Republican, a Democrat? Who selects the questions? Everything is a grace of chachma. Well, that's what goes on in the Pesach Seder. Tonight is a battle. And we open up the Seder and we say, tonight we're going to deal with all of the issues facing the Jewish people in the modern world. In Golos, that's Golos. Aramaic. It's in Aramaic. Exactly, it's in Aramaic, the invitation. So right now we're in Golos. Very good. Right now we're in Golos. The opening of the Haggadah, it is a night to confront the issues that are facing Klal Yisrael. Everyone needs a little spice in life. A little fight. We're inviting the Chacham, the Rosh, the Tam, the She'en, the Yodei Lishol for the great debate. And then we make Kiddush. After we make Karpas, a little Haggadah. Now, let's engage in Milchamtoi Shel Yadus. Let's deal with the Rasha, the Tam, the Chacham, the She'eni, the Elishol. It's not like Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there's no debate. There's no debate. Onu matidim lehispalel im ho'avar yonim. Yom Kippur, everyone is invited to the service. No fee. Tickets are free. Everyone come into shul. We're all going to daven together. We're not going to chepe you. We're not going to start up with you. We're not going to provoke you. Come to shul. Let's daven. We're all daven together. Tzibur, tzadik, beinoini, virasha. Okay, the Rashi Tevis, everyone knows this. The Rashi Tevis of Tzibur, tzadik, beinoni, virasha. Everyone come together. Anu matim lehispalel im ho'avar yonim. Pesach, it's a different invitation. Holach ma'anya, kol ditzrich. Yesei v'yifsach. You're all invited for a debate. We're not going to just let you come and sit down and enjoy the meal. We want to talk to you. We have what to talk to you. We have what to debate. We have issues that have to be ironed out. When we contrast Pesach to Yom Kippur, it awakens us. What's the chilek? This is the chilek. It's peace. Let's just be friends tonight on Yom Kippur. Seder, you're not asking them to come for a peaceful service. You're asking them to come for a violent, turbulent, chaotic event. And someone's going to get hurt here tonight. That's the invitation is, come. You want to have a good fight? Let's have a nice, someone's going to get bruised tonight. Someone's feathers are going to be ruffled. That's the goal. That's the setting. Not like we imagined. We were so brainwashed. Oh, it's a night of peace and tranquility. You're not going to be able to sleep tonight. You're going to be at each other's throats. Go take into your home a chiloni in Eretz Yisrael who just finished demonstrating against the government, who's really demonstrating, not against judicial reform, who's demonstrating against the religious Jew, and go bring him into your house. Come into the house. You'll sit and fight with him, a shouting match the whole night. That's the goal of the Seder. To provoke your neighbors, to provoke all the B'nai Yisrael. Every single one of them, the whole spectrum. And let's see who's right. Okay, that's one idea finished. Let's go to another idea. A very simple idea, matzah. There's so many different explanations, so many different, I wanted to bring develop this idea in a little bit more, but let's just start with the basic yisoid. This is something I think is new. I don't think I saw this anyone about to tell you. It's very base, very yisoidistic, I think, just a little different approach to matzah. Why did the Torah tell the Jewish people on the night of Pesach, or for 7 days, chametz is off limits? No chametz. Kares, bedikas chametz, beer chametz, chametz also b'mashu, kares. What's going on here? So you'll tell me, V'lo yachlu lihismameya, v'gam seda, lo yosu lichem. The Pashem Shad says in the Torah, they left Egypt, and the Egyptians would tell them, you got to get out of here, ki b'chipozen yotzasam yeretz Mitzrayim, and they did not have a chance to let the dough rise. We had to take the dough and right away put it into the oven, and it turned into crackers, and we left. Zecher li yitzias Mitzrayim. Absolutely, that's what it says in the Torah. There's no question about it. We wanted to say drush. Ayin panim l'Torah drush. When you bake matzah, what do? Not today, everything is technology. You can have yeast, chemicals, but in the ancient times, how do you bake matzah? Flour and water. And what do you do then? Nothing. You just wait. You wait. Why are you waiting? Why are you waiting? Ask the person, why are you waiting? Because the dough is going to rise. It takes time. It takes 18 minutes. Really? You really believe the dough is going to rise? Come on. Look at the dough. Flour, water. You made a dough. Put it in the oven. What are you waiting for? No, wait. Let's wait. It's going to rise. What do you mean it's going to rise? You really believe it's going to rise? You believe the world is flat? What do you believe over here? You believe the government is out of a conspiracy theorist. I'm looking at the dough right now. I don't see anything happening. Nothing is happening here. Now, for dough really to rise, it doesn't take 18 minutes. It takes a much longer than 18 minutes. Okay, it could take hours and hours. Today, we accelerate it by adding yeast. Okay, so technically, after 18 minutes, it rises a small amount. Come on, look at it. 5 minutes go, 10 minutes go. I don't know what you're talking about. 18 minutes, 17 minutes. I don't see any change whatsoever. Chaloimais. You're living in a world of fantasy. You're wasting your time. 17 minutes have passed. Nothing has changed. You wasted 17 minutes. You could have taken this flour and water and put it in the oven, and you would have had right away a cracker. Delicious. And now you wasted 17 minutes because of a conspiracy theory that if you wait, the dough's going to rise. But guess what? After 18 minutes, it does rise. So in other words, let's go back. Why did you wait when you baked dough? You had faith. You're right. I don't see anything happening here in front of me. I have faith. I've been around the block. I have experience. I know the science. Maybe you came out of a, you know, you never saw this before. You're a backward person. You have no experience in life. You don't know that if you wait 18 minutes, it rises. So if you never saw this the first time in your whole life, then you have to have faith that something is going to happen. Be patient and wait. Now, with that idea, let's go back to the beginning of the Exodus. Hashem recruits Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Goyel. And Moshe gives Hashem a very hard time. Finally, he agrees, and then he begins the mission, and then he says to Hashem at the end of Parsha Shemos, Lomo harayos ala am hazeh. You recruited me, I came here, and everything that I did here only made matters worse. Nothing is going according to plan. End of Parsha Shemos. Begins Parshas Vo'era. Hashem says, Oy Gevalt, who did I recruit here? Moshe Rabbeinu. What did I do by recruiting Moshe Rabbeinu? Vo'era el Avraham el Yitzchak v'el Yaakov bekel Shakai. Ushmi Hashem loy noidati lohem. Rashi elaborates at great length. To the Avos, they knew me by the name Kel Shakai. Kel Shakai, I made promises. They never saw fulfillment. You, Moshe, I'm telling you, you're going to witness the Geula. You're going to witness the fulfillment of all of the promises. Be patient. Be patient. You, Moshe, the Avos, I showed them flour and water, and I told them that in 18 minutes, it's going to rise. They believed me. They believed. Had emunah. You, I'm telling you, you're going to witness the fulfillment. Be patient. In other words, what I'm trying to suggest is, was not makir the midas amitus sheli, my mid of emes. You're gonna merit to witness the fulfillment. So I'm trying to say it's like this, something very, very simple. Flour and water, matzah, represents a promise. When matzah, flour and water, turns into chametz after a waiting period, a delay, chametz represents emes. It represents the fulfillment of a promise. When you start off with flour and water, you knead it, and you put it on the table. And now what? nothing. I promise you, wait, and something will happen. If you cherish your time, 18 minutes is a very long time to wait. Today, people don't have patience even for 10 seconds. Try to get someone to watch a video for 18 minutes. Try. Try to get someone a boring video for 18 minutes, even an interesting video for 18 minutes. Who's going to go listen, watch a video for 18 minutes that they're not interested in? It's a long time, 18. Trust me. Just wait. Flour and water, when flour and water are in a matzah of dough, this is equivalent, it's a metaphor for a havtocha, a promise. When the 18 minutes pass and it rises and turns into chametz, that is symbolic of fulfillment. MS. There was a promise, you did something for a purpose. There was a waiting period where nothing happened, nothing. Dead silence in the middle. And then a result came about. Look at that. It is a mashal. The preparation of bread that is chametz, is a mashal of a haftacha and a kiyum. The entire holiday of Pesach is all about chametz. It is all about, on the 15th day of Nisan, the Jewish people left Egypt. Hashem took out Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov out of their grave, Chazal say, to watch the show. Look, the haftocha has happened. Ger yiye zaracha bi'eretz lohem v'avodim v'inu yoysam arba me'oshana v'achar ken yeitzu b'ruchush godol. Finally, on the 15th day of Nisan, the haftocha has a long waiting period. 400 years, 210 years, 86 years, 117 years, all the different calculations, 430 years. There was a haftacha, and there was a kiyum. Look, Yudalid bin Nisan is when Hashem kept his word, is when the Nida Amitis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was finally recognized. Wow, pretty good. So why don't we eat chametz? Adarabba. The answer is, the whole Yom Tov of Pesach, of when the haftacha, of when the kiyum comes about, Hashem, you see, I kept my word. Let this be a lesson to you the next time around. When I promise you something, believe me. Look, I promise your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, that this would happen. And the Yom Tov of Pesach, it happened. So let this be for you, this moment be for you a zikaron, that the next time I make a promise to you, believe me, it's going to happen. That's the lesson of Pesach. The lesson of Pesach is the Nida Amitis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has come forth. Hashem kept his promises. So now we have experience in life. We have experience. And we'll know the next time that Hashem makes a promise, like the next time you will see flour and water mixed together, lying on the table, that's flat, like a piece of paper, you can be certain that in 18 minutes of doing absolutely nothing and going out of your mind, waiting, something is going to happen. So what do we do on Pesach? We preserve the promise. We go back to the flour and the water and we bake it right away. We stunt it. Look, this is the matzav of flour and water in its state of haftocha. We believe, we eat only matzah because now that we have seen firsthand that Hashem keeps his promises, this is a lesson for life, for all generations going forward, that when Hashem promises you, V'hoyo im shamoya tishmu el mitzvosai, asher anochi mitzav eschem hayoim, li'avos Hashem ulokechem ulodu b'chol lov v'chol nafshechem, believe Hashem, trust him. Tonight is the night when we cherish the haftacha. We've learned the lesson. So therefore, every time Hashem makes a promise, we believe. And we're going to take the bread, the dogma, the marshal of promise and fulfillment. We're going to focus on the promise. We're going to take the flour when it's still matzah. We're going to bake it to stunt it from ever becoming chametz in order to cherish Hashem's promises. We believe whatever you promise will come true.
Period. And then he has another few words in between. At the end,
we believe it's the haftacha. Okay, now I want to go a step further with this. I have to thank our blazer for this next part, because we learned this together in the afternoon. We learned last week's parsha. And let me start off with a very famous vart, a very classic vart from the Chassam Sofer. This is a classic vart, and I want to build upon that vart with what we just said. The vart is, the child at the night of the Seder says to his father, Manish, Shebechol aleilos anu ochlim chometz umatzah. Halayla hazeh matzah. Kuloi matzah. Halayla hazeh kuloi. All right, whatever it is. Kuloi matzah. What's the question? Really? Every night of the year you eat chometz umatzah? Every night of the year you eat chometz umatzah? No, you don't. Every night of the year you eat whatever you want to eat. Either you eat matzah, or you eat chametz, or none of the above. Because every night, b'chol ha'leilos, ano echlim chametz u'matz. No, you don't. You know you don't. You eat one or the other, or none. Since when every night you have both chametz and matzah? What are you talking about? This is not true. Just plain poshet, sheker. It's a general question. So the Chassam Sofer says a very beautiful answer. Doesn't answer it totally, entirely. But the idea, he says, is there's something called the Karban Toida. And that was it's presented in this week's Parsha. Parsha Saf, the Karban Toida. When a person brings a Karban Toida, he brings an animal. And with the animal, he brings 40 loaves of bread. 30 of which are matzah, and 10 of which are chometz. The matzah is divided into three different types, three varieties: chalos matzos, rekike matzos, and revuchim. Soiles revucha. I don't remember the exact words. Mirubeches. Mirubeches. Soiles mirubeches. Three varieties of matzah and chametz. 40 loaves of bread accompany the carbon, the zevach of the carbon toida. The night of Pesach, in essence, what are we doing? The carbon Pesach, in essence, is really a carbon toida. Is it not? It's a carbon toida. That's what a carbon Pesach is, a carbon toida. So, if we merited the miracle of Yitzias Mitzrayim and we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu thanks, we have all the qualifications. Hashem took us, you bring a carbon toida if you were taken out of prison, if you traveled over the sea, if you traveled in the desert, and if you were healed. So we had all four. We were taken out of prison. Egypt was a big prison. We traveled in the Midbar. We crossed the Yam Suf. And at Matan Torah, all of the sick people were healed. Our neshamos were healed with the giving of the Torah. We got it all. So we bring a carbon toida. But when you bring a carbon toida, what do you bring? Chametz u'matzah. A carbon toida has 30 breads of matzah and 10 breads of chametz. Shebechol haleilos, every time that we celebrate a miracle, we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ono oichlim chametz u'matzah. Why then tonight, the night of Pesach, when we give Hashem thanksgiving for the Exodus, which has all four qualities of why you would bring a carbon toida, are we missing the chometz? So the Chassam Sofer learns that the first question of the Manish Tana is directed at the carbon toida. The carbon toida. Okay. Now, in fact, I saw this in Rabbi Daniel Gladstein's Haggadah. He writes there in the Hebrew version, there's two versions of his Haggadah, and he writes there, he cites sources that is one of the reasons why we have three matzos. Kohen, Levi, Yisrael, right? We have three matzos on the Ka'orah. Why are there three matzos? There are only 100 reasons, but add to your list of reasons. The three matzos represent the three varieties of the lachme toida. The toida has 40 breads, 30 of which are matzah. Each ten matzos are a certain type, variety, chalos, rikikin, and murbeches. So there are three matzos. In fact, you give the kohen. You're supposed to give the kohen one of each. So every balabayis is like the kohen. The rosh habayis is like the kohen, and he has in front of him three matzos, each one representing the three different types of matzos that are presented when one gives thanksgiving to Hashem through the Karban Toida. Where's the chametz? It's no chametz. Chametz is also. Okay, let's put that idea on hold for one moment, please. When it comes this week's parasha, no, not this parasha, last week's parasha, this is very, very important. Let me start with a question. Another very popular question: why is it that the Baal Haggadah devotes a major chunk, is it 80%, 60%, to the parasha of Bikurim? Arami oyved avi vayered mitzrayim vayagosham b'mseim ad vayisham legogud otzum barav vayoreinu oysanu hamitzrayim b'avaydekasha. When the Baal Haggadah wants to elaborate upon the story of the Exodus, there are many things he could select from. He chose to select from the psukim that a farmer reads when he brings Bikurim on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, or starting with Shavuos, to the Kohen Gadol, or the Kohen, it says there the Kohen Gadol, the Torah, but the Kohen when he presents the Bikurim on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. And there he has a long passage to recite. He's obligated to recite us a series of psukim, and that's what the Baal Haggadah has selected to expound upon in order to bring out all of the ideas of Pesach. Really? There are many candidates that would present themselves in the Torah to be used as source material to relate the story of the Exodus. I don't think the Parsha Bikurim would make it to the top 10. Not on the short list. It wouldn't be on the short list. It's strange. You can't deny. What is the Parsha of Bikurim given such an enormous prominence in the Haggadah? It's all the way in Chumash Devarim. I mean, what's going on over here? With Lavan, who cares about Lavan? Lavan, Arami, Avir, Avi. It's a little bit obscure. What's going on over here? So this is a very basic elementary question, and probably the most popular answer is that the parasha of Bikurim represents the idea of Hakoras Hatov. Beautiful. Emes v'nochoin. Emes v'yatz v'nochoin v'kayim v'yosha v'oh v'chov v'nechma v'nora v'chulu v'chulu. Absolutely. You won my heart. But I want to tell you another idea. A completely different idea that has no connection to that at all, which ties everything together. Back in Parashas Vayikra, we learned about the Karban Mincha. And when we learn about the Karban Mincha, after we learn about the Karban Mincha, the Torah says, by the way, I want you to know that when you bring me Karbanos, don't you dare ever bring on the Mizbeach Chometz. Pasuk says, by the end of the Menachos, what does it say? Let me find the exact words, because I have to read you the Rashi. The Rashi over here is critical. One second. Okay. V'giyish l'mazbeach v'yir me'akonim min mincha v'anaseh sa'am mincha kol mincha sh'terev l'Hashem lo se'oseh chometz. Hoo-hoo. Don't you dare. No chametz. No chametz. Ki chol sar v'chol devash loy saktidu mimenu yishel la'ashem. Never. Never put on the mizbech sar, which is chametz, and devash. And then we have another pasuk, which says something that is earth-shattering. Korban reishis takrivu oisam la'ashem. There is a time. There is a time when I want you to bring chametz. When? A korban reishis. What does that mean? Rashi. Rashi, pasuk yud beis. Korban reishis takrivu oisam. Ma yesh l'cho lohavi min ha-so'or u min ha-dvash. When do I give you permission to bring so'or and dvash? Korban reishis. When you bring a korban, what is a korban reishis? The shtei halechem shel atzeres, haboim im ha-so'or, shenemar, chometz teofeno, ubikurim, and bikurim min advash. When you bring bikurim, you put before the mizbeach, kemo bikurei teinim dates, teinim figs, utumarim. So what do you see over here? Now, it's not a perfect, what I'm saying over here is not perfect. It's not perfect, but there, at least there's something over here, there's a little bit over here I want to bring out. Shavuos is the day when you bring on the mizbeach. It's called the day of reishis. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is the day of reishis. Then you're going to bring the se'or and the dvash. The only time you bring a mincha, if I'm not mistaken, maybe a nazir also, no, besides the toida, but the only time you do indeed bring chametz is the korban reishis. What's the korban reishis? The shtei halechem on Shavuos. You bring a special korban made from chametz, a mincha made from chametz, and you bring also bikurim that comes from devash. The kemitza, I don't know the procedure. You don't bring the. I don't know. Maybe you do. I don't know the procedure. L'chari, you do. I don't know. I don't know the procedure. Let's just put this. It's not important for now. You bring the Yom Tov of Shavuos, when you bring the Bikurim is Devash, and when you bring the Shtei HaLechem, it's Chametz. So I'm suggesting is, the reason why we specifically devote ourselves to expound upon the story of Yitzias Mitzrayim from the Parsha of Bikurim is because Bikurim is the day of chametz. Bikurim is the day when you bring, on that day, it's the same day, it's the day when you bring the shtei the bikurim, those psukim are recited at the same time, basically, when on the mizbeach, or you're offering, the kohanim are offering to Hashem chametz. We bedavka want to recite psukim that evoke chametz. You know why? Because Pesach is about chametz. It's about fulfillment. The whole idea of baking bread is a mashal, a dogma for a promise and a fulfillment. When we expound upon the greatness of this day, what are we talking about? Hashem, you kept your promise. Look at this. Here we are. We're at the Pesach Seder. We are celebrating the Yetziah. When we are darshaning and we are talking about what happened, we're talking about chametz. When the bread becomes chametz, this is the fulfillment. Chametz is the fulfillment of the promise. So when we darshan in the Haggadah, you know what happened? Hashem kept his promise. So there couldn't be a better candidate to expound upon than psukim that center around a day where everything is chametz. The shtei halachim, the communal sacrifice, the moment when you're bringing bikurim is the moment when the kohanim are offering Hashem chametz. It's that same moment. It's not the same carbon, obviously. It's not the same thing, obviously. But there's a connection. Maybe you can be a darshan and you can say that the Arami Ovid Avi, the Vidui, also goes on the Shtei Halechem. I don't know if you can say that. That you need a Makar. You need a Makar to go so far to say that. But it's that same moment. The moment of when you bring the Chametz is the moment when you're saying the Vidui. It opens up. Why? Because if you want to talk about the fulfillment, what did you, Hashem, do for us on this day? You kept the whole Yesod of Pesach, of the Seder is, you kept your word. Hashem, you are Emes. You made a promise, and unlike man who never keeps his word, you kept your word. So when we're going to talk about what you did, we're going to focus on Chametz, because Chametz is, you have bread, flour, and water. Wait, trust me. I'm telling you, something's going to happen after a period of time. That's a promise, and it happened. This is where we want to draw from Chametz, a moment of Chametz, especially come to Eretz Yisrael. That's also a moment of fulfillment. You know, Hashem brought us to the land, Eretz Yisrael. The whole concept of coming into Eretz Yisrael is also part of the Haftacha. That's what we expound upon. But what's the lesson? The lesson is, the next time Hashem makes a promise, the next time we have flour and water that has not yet risen, believe in Hashem. The day of Pesach is when we dwell upon the fulfillment of the promise. And what's the lesson? The lesson going forward is, the next time Hashem makes a promise, believe in the promise. Believe in the promise. The matzah is a symbol of the future. It's a symbol of the future. The chametz, it's a symbol of the past. And when we talk about the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're talking about the past. Hashem kept his promise. Everything that we talk about to commemorate the event of the day is chametz. We want to select psukim that relate to a moment of chametz. You kept your word. And now what? And now what? Matzah zu sha'anu oichlim? What's the takeaway? When you walk out of the Pesach Seder, what do you take away from this? Wow, I never knew that. Hashem really keeps his promises. He tells you he's going to do something and he does it. He told the Avos, I'm going to take them out of Egypt. And he did it. He told us he's going to bring us to Eretz Yisrael. He did it. Whatever he says he's going to do. So you know something? I take out of the Seder some minute, they take with them a piece of the Afikoimen and they wrap it up and they keep it in their bookcase. Hashem made a promise. V'hoya im shamoya tishmu el mitzvosai asher nochi mitzav eschem hayoim li ahavu as Hashem ulokechem uli ovdo b'chol levavim b'chol nafshechem. He promised. That's what he promised. V'nosati mitar artzchem b'ito yorei malkosh v'yosaf digonecha v'siroishcha v'yitzroch v'nosati eise b'sotch l'vamtecha v'yachalto v'sovoto. The takeaway is, look what I got here. Flour and water that did not rise. A promise. If you let it rise, it's going to really turn into bread? Really? Really? I got to wait and sit around and do nothing for 18 minutes? That's an eternity. An eternity to wait 18 minutes and do nothing. Absolutely nothing for 18 minutes. Try to do it. Sit down and do nothing for 18 minutes. You go to your mind. Really? You're a conspiracy theorist to say such a thing. No. Trust Hashem. He makes promises. This is not nonsense. This is the real deal. It's going to happen. That's the takeaway. So, sach hakol, the yesod I'm trying to suggest here is the baking of matzah, of chametz, is unique, where you start out with something and you have to have faith that in the future something's going to happen. And in the meantime, you know what happens in the meantime? Nothing. A person does a mitzvah, l'shem shemayim, what happens? Nothing. Nothing. I do a mitzvah, no one knows, no one sees, nothing. 50 years later, wow. Now I see, Hashem really was keeping record. Hashem was keeping record. I read yesterday an unbelievable story with the Nadav Yehuda. The Nadav Yehuda is an incredible story, and such a story like this, the story is so bizarre, it's hard to believe this whole story. There was a child. Where was Nadav? In Prague? I think he was in Prague. He lived in Prague. And one day he was walking home, I don't know, and he saw a goyish child. A goyish child was crying hysterically and running around. So the Noide, who's the Gadol Hadar, he called him over. What's wrong? So he says, I live in Prague, where the Jews live, was a secluded area, a gated area. Goyim didn't come into this part of the territory. The Christians lived on the other side. I'm very, very worried. I'm very distraught because my mother passed away. My father married a second wife. She's a witch. She beats me. She physically abuses me. She beats me. And every day she gives me some crackers to go sell in the market. And I sell it. And today I sold all the things I was supposed to sell. And I finished selling. I had all the money ready to go. And I had a lot of time. And I went to play. And I lost the money. The money was stolen or lost. And if I go home tonight without giving her the money for selling the merchandise, she will literally beat me to a pulp. She will make my life, I can't deal with this. So the Noi Debut took him into his house, he gave him food, fed him, and he gave him 30 ruble, the cost of what he lost. Okay, that was it. I think this is a 30 years passed. The night of Leil Pesach, a goy, a big monster of a goy, comes to the home of the Noi Debi Yehuda, bangs on the door, let me in. He says to the Noi Debi Yehuda, you don't know who I am, but I know who you are. 30 years ago, you did me a chesed. I'm coming tonight to repay the chesed. I'm telling you a secret. The day after Pesach, the goyim, the Christians, poisoned all the bread in the bakery. The day after Pesach, all the Jews are going to go to the bakery to buy bread because Pesach is over. They poisoned the flour. You're all going to die. Don't eat the bread. Watch out. They're going to kill you. And don't let anyone know. If someone knows that I told you, they'll kill me. They'll kill you all anyway. I don't know what the solution is, but I'm coming to repay a favor. So the Nodibi Noni did Geshach. He gets up in shul the next day and he says, Rabbi Sai, we made a mistake in the calendar. Today is not really the eighth day of Pesach. It's really the seventh day of Pesach. Try this today. It's the seventh day of Pesach. Tomorrow, it was such a delicate situation. The anti-Semitism was so great. How to disguise that they knew about what happened. It's the seventh day of Pesach. Tomorrow is the eighth day. Chomeitz is osur. Do not. They davened. They didn't wear tefillin. They davened a yom d'vdika davening to save their lives. And the goyim, they were waiting for the Jews to come to buy the paspalta. And someone, they said, well, they made a mistake in the calendar. They said, make a mistake. Oh, we have all the bread, so give it free to the dogs. Give it to the dogs. They gave it to the dogs, and all the dogs died. And he was able to maneuver in such a... He did something 30 years ago by a human being. Who would know? And look at that, 30 years later, chesed. Matzah, flour, and water is a promise. You have to believe. You got to believe that after 18 minutes of absolutely nothing, zero, zero, it's going to rise. When it rises, oh, das de mida amitus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A promise is fulfilled. Pesach, if there's one day a year when you would think you should bedavka eat chametz, it's counterintuitive. If there's one day a year when you think bedavka, the way you celebrate Pesach should be with chametz, because the mida amitus shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu has been niskale on Pesach, that the promise came true. Arba Meoshana, Galvodan, the Inu Yosam, Arba, the Ach, 400 years passed, nothing. And now look at that. Yetze Berechush Gadol. So, Taka, why don't we eat the matzah? Well, first of all, Mela, when you want to talk about what happened, when you want to select psukim in the Torah that talk about Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you have many candidates, you know who's on the top of the line, top of the list? The psukim that are recited on the day when Klal Yisrael brings chametz. These are the best psukim possible, because chametz is the fulfillment of a promise, and that's the top candidate. So Taka, why don't we eat the chametz? Because the holiday is not about the past. You're not going to live in the past. You're going to live in the past your whole life. The holiday is, what's the lesson? What's the message? What's the takeaway? The takeaway is, the next time Hashem makes a promise, the next time you see in front of you flour and water that has not yet risen, have faith. Have faith. Hashem's promises will come true. Therefore, the lesson is matzah. Eat a food that captures the promise, the haftacha, and say to yourself, the lesson is I have faith in Hashem's promises. The day will come where everything He promised will come true. That's the avoides hayoim, is matzah, the haftacha. But the lesson only comes through acknowledging in the sipur that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ma'ames es devar, if He fulfills His promises. Okay, Rabbi Simon, that's the shir. Have a good day.